Wake up.
Rise and shine.
Today's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Nice early morning surprise.
Why you gotta be so cranky in the morning?
I'm not really a morning person.
Crank up the radio.
I suggest you stop jabbering.
Say what?
Like a monkey house on visitor's day.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Come on, I haven't got all day.
Let's go.
Enjoy the show.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
105.7. WROR, morning, it's the Lauren and Wally Show. It's Hank, it's LBF, it's PJ, it's a Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got another beautiful day on the way.
93.
Today.
It's going to be great.
Man, it was hotter than I expected yesterday.
I knew
it was going to be warm, but...
Yeah, but it was still nice. I'm still enjoying... I mean, the air conditioning's working. Everything's going okay.
We didn't even put the air conditioning on yesterday in the house.
You didn't?
The house had cooled off sufficiently over the weekend.
God, I love it when that happens. It's going to cool off tonight, too, and tomorrow. It's going to be like 74.
So yeah, sunny high 93 today. Some thunderstorms tonight, 70. Mostly sunny, cooler, 74. Tomorrow, coming up this morning, LBF has this great story. We're going to do it at 7:10 about kind of this awkward coworker gift
that
you received.
You know when, like, somebody gives you a gift and you're like, thanks, and then you kind of look at the gift and you don't really know what the gift is saying? Like, what's the deeper meaning? I don't know what the deeper meaning was for this, but it was a kind of an insane gift.
I did get a gift from somebody to casual mail big and tall one time.
Casual mail.
Yeah. No, they didn't want me to relax.
They just wanted
me to be able to find clothing that fits, I guess.
Rats.
So coming up at 8:20, we're going to talk about taking the perfect nap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's better than that?
Nothing.
Grand in 60 seconds. We'll do that. Get the Brian Bell Buster coming up in about 10 minutes right here. And it's the WROR Live Nation Summer of Free Tickets. Listen at 805-1205, 305, the cue to call. You can win tickets to go see Leonard Skinner at the Xfinity Center on July 20th. It's all coming up on the Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right. Carol Moore from Rainham is on the line. Carol is going to try to win a grand in 60 seconds from our good friends at Century Bank. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a great day for you, Carol. I can feel it.
Oh, I hope so.
Have you been studying?
Not really.
Oh, just like me. Great. Perfect. We're a great match.
Do you feel smart, though, Carol?
I hope so.
All right. This is the way it's going to work. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can say pass, and we'll go back to it if we have time. Get all 10 right within the minute. You'll win $1,000 from Lorna Wally and Century Bank. Got it?
Yep. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Ready, set, go.
What is 3 times 3?
9.
What TV talk show host is actor Mark Consuelos married to?
Kelly Ripa.
Little Rock is the capital city of what American state?
Arkansas.
How many ounces are in 2.5 pounds?
40.
What is the main spirit in a pina colada?
Rum.
Lightning McQueen is a character from what Disney movie?
Toy Story.
Who was the first president to be a Rhodes Scholar?
Clinton.
What's the world's smallest ocean?
Indian Ocean.
What organ produces insulin?
The pancreas.
What does a lepidopterist study?
Pass.
We gotta think about it because that's your last question. Carol, you were so good.
Wow.
You got a couple wrong, but you were on fire. First of all, Lightning McQueen is a character from what Disney movie? That would be Cars, not Toy Story. The world's smallest ocean is the Arctic Ocean, and a lepidopterist studies butterflies. But wow, you did really great.
Carol, nice job.
Congratulations. Thank you.
You were smart. Congratulations. You won a family 4-pack of passes to see... to go on to Godzilla on Boston Harbor Cruises.
That's a good prize.
Oh, my God. It's so fast and furious and fun. No one cruises Boston Harbor like Boston Harbor Cruises because Boston is a city like no other with a harbor to match. See the sights, learn the history, and let Boston Harbor Cruises be your guide. Think you have what it takes to play Grand in 60 Seconds? Enter to be a contestant now at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank and 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's Hank, it's LBF, it's PJ. It's a beautiful day, but right now it's 6:20 and time for your Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's, where he runs into Ephus, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, you won't believe what I read in the paper today.
What's that?
Do you know that lions have sex up to 15 times a day?
Oh, great. Now you tell me.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, just last week, I joined the Moose Lodge.
Oh, no.
Yes, for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
More Lorne and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Hank. It's PJ. It's a beautiful day. A beautiful day for vacation. And you know, Jimmy Kimmel went on vacation, and boy, was he off the grid. Check it out.
I was in the Bob Marshall Wilderness in Montana. We rode in on horses 30 miles, and we got in boats and fished for a week with no motorized vehicles, no cell service, no Wi-Fi. I did not know we wouldn't have Wi-Fi in the wilderness. It's hard because when you don't have Wi-Fi, you can't Google anything. You have to actually know things. At some point, somebody said, what do we do if we run into a bear? So I went reflexively for my phone, and I was like, I guess we throw this at it? I don't know.
I couldn't do it. Deal breaker. I mean, 30 miles in on a horse, then go fishing
and
with no
boat?
Wi-Fi? Oh,
that's crazy. I couldn't do it unless I had all my family members with me because
right.
I would be an anxious wreck.
Right. That's true. Very true. Anyway,
oh, my God. That was
he was
fun.
Brave.
Hey, coming up at 6:40, LBF has some good news coming about the Thai cave rescue.
Yeah, I mean, it's still touch and go for a couple, but we've got some good updates. 105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Hank. It's PJ. Okay. 12 boys trapped in a cave for 18 days with limited oxygen, food, and warmth. Yet, people are saying, the rescuers are saying, they remained calm throughout the ordeal. How? What their coach taught them to do that helped them survive? Any ideas, anybody?
No.
The coach, before he became a soccer coach, lived in a Buddhist monastery and practiced for 10 years, and he taught them all how to meditate. And when they meditated, they calmed down, they used less oxygen, and they preserved their energy.
Wow.
Which is just so key because that really has helped them completely. You know, I mean, because the panic that must happen, the waves of panic when you're stuck and they think you're never going to get out, and that this practice is able to calm these boys down and to the point where they're able to actually be calm and preserve energy is another miracle. The other miracle, they just got the 11th person out of that cave. There are two people left. There's the coach and one more boy. The littlest boy apparently was the one who was just taken out. He was 11. He's 11 years old.
Yeah.
So they have one more player and then the coach.
Yes, one more player and then the coach.
This is miraculous.
It's miraculous.
It's amazing.
I just need this to be the happy ending I wanted to
I've
be.
Already started to look forward to the movie that's going to be made.
I don't want to jinx it yet because I want these two to make it out. And then did you say that some of the rescuers had to come
there
out
as well?
There
are six rescuers that have been there with them to provide medical support and to help them with their food and the nutrition. And then they'll remove those people. But they're experts at
doing it.
Spelunking or whatever they call it.
Right.
And can we talk about the videos that they've been showing about
the
little holes that they have to get out of and when they're pushing these. The tanks are bigger than these oxygen tanks are bigger than some of the holes that
I know.
So they have actual video footage. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I think it's like some similar examples of what they have to do.
If I ever got in this cave, I'd be plugging up the hole and no one would be getting
out. See, I'd be the fat kid. I'd have to wait until October to get out.
Remember like Shelley Winters in the Poseidon Adventure? She couldn't get out of the little spot because she was too big. Anyway, it's a whole different story. But it's a real miracle, and we're watching it, and we'll give you live updates because I want that to be the happy ending.
It's so great that it's good news.
I know.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what feels good? Red Sox have won 7 straight.
Ooh, excellent.
So awesome. JD Martinez blasted a 3-run shot in the 8th inning. lead the Red Sox to a 5-0 win over the Rangers at Fenway Park. It was his major league leading 28th home run. Steve Pierce hit a 2-run homer in the first. That put Boston out in front 2-0. Eduardo Rodriguez and four relievers combined on the shutout. Rodriguez won his 11th game. He's 11-3. Yankees split a doubleheader with Baltimore yesterday, so the Sox actually gained a half game. They have a 2.5 game lead atop the American League East. Hector Velazquez on the mound for the Red Sox against the Rangers. Giovanni Gallardo tonight. Meanwhile, LeBron James is officially a Los Angeles Laker. He signed his contract that'll pay him $153.3 million over the next four seasons. And World Cup soccer, it's coming down to the nitty-gritty. The semifinals this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Russia as France plays Belgium.
Oh,
that's a pretty big
deal.
That's
good food.
It is. Hey, coming up at 6:50, it's the Brian Bell Buster. You know, we've all heard about paying it forward. Brian calls Dave at a pizza place, and he wants to figure out if he can pay it backward, which basically means, hey, can the guy behind me pay? It's all coming up right here on the Lorne and Wally Show on 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It's David's birthday. He works at a pizza place. His wife, Claire, contacted me for a Brian Bell Buster. Uh-huh. And so I'm going to call him and try to pay for my pizza by paying it backwards. Not paying it forward.
Okay.
Okay.
By paying it backwards.
Okay.
All right.
Large pizza.
Yeah, I'd like to order a pizza.
Okay, great. What size?
If I could get a gluten-free pepperoni, bacon, black olive, and pickle pizza, that'd be great.
You said pickle?
Yeah.
Pickle.
Yeah.
All right. Gluten-free. And
then can I get two regular large Hawaiians? That'd be great.
Two regular large Hawaiians. You want anything to drink with that?
Sure. Some Cokes would be great.
All right. Throw in a 2-liter?
Sure.
All right. That'll be $38.94.
Cool.
So how do you want to pay for that?
I would like to pay it backwards, man.
Pay it backwards?
Yeah, so like whoever calls in right after me will pay for my pizza.
Yeah, that doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it's like a viral sensation, man. So like, you know, you see it like on the news. I bet the news will probably come and cover this if we get it going, you know? But somebody has to be the first one, so I'll pay it backwards, okay?
Are you trying to say pay it forwards? Like when somebody pays it and then the next person doesn't have to pay? I think that's what you're trying to
get at. Yeah. So like I don't have to pay because the person behind me is going to, it'll pay it backwards.
You got to pay it full. Like it'd be like you paid for the next person's pizza and then they don't have to pay.
But then would I be paying twice? Do I have to pay for my pizza too then?
If you want to pay it forwards, yeah, you do.
No. See, I want to pay it backwards. That's the trick. I want to pay it backwards. So whoever calls in next will pay for mine. So it's all cool.
Right. Yeah, listen, buddy, I don't know what you're smoking, but that's not how it works. And you can either pay with cash or credit card or pay it forward and pay double for somebody else's pie the next person called in. That's pretty much what our offer is.
You want me to pay twice for my pies? Now I don't get it, man. I just want somebody else to pay backwards. You pay it backwards, and then the news cameras show up, and you guys will get all this free publicity. It'll be awesome, you know?
I mean, or you could pay for everybody's pizza and bring the news down, and then they'll also show up. What about that? There we go.
Wow, man, I don't have that kind of money. Maybe you could. How about you pay for my pizza, and then the next person pays for your pizza?
You know, I got a better idea. Why don't we just give away pizza for all weekend?
Great. I will take a gluten-free pepperoni, bacon, black olive, and pickle, and two large Hawaiians. Thanks for the offer, man.
Yeah, I got you. I got your order. Thanks so much. It'll be ready in 3 days.
Okay. You know, I know who might be able to pay for this.
Tell me who could pay for this, because I'm getting real agitated right now.
Brian Bell from the Lorne and Wally Show. Hey, David, this is a Brian Bell Buster right here.
No, I have been listening to you guys for years.
Your wife, Claire, called us and said that it was your birthday, and maybe we could have a little fun with you at work.
Well, I don't know how much fun I was, but I just had a little bit of
stuff. Not as much fun as that guy was having, let me tell you.
Yeah. I wish I was off work hanging out with him right now.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show and WROR, and have a great birthday, okay?
Oh, man. Claire, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, you can get her back on her birthday.
She knows.
All right.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to our special feature this morning. Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Now, this is a true story. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's about, like, when somebody gives you something, whether or not it's, like, a gift or something, you know, like, a book or something. Like, oh, I saw this and I thought of you. And then they present it to you and you take it and you're like, why did really? You think of me? This is weird. And so this happened to me recently. So I'm at work, and a colleague from down the hall came up to me and had a book on CD, a big stack, you know, like book on tape, I guess we call
it. Yes, right. Yeah,
very
yeah.
kicking it old school. And he says,
an audio book.
Yeah, an audio book. He says, I listened to this, and I thought you'd love it. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so nice of you. He's like, so you can have this, and if you like it, keep it, and if you don't, pass it along to somebody else. So I'm like, all right. Okay, so I get in my car, and I'm like, this is so fun. Like, I'm going to use my CD player in my car for the first time in forever. And I put in the CD, and then this is the book. This is what it says.
I finally had to reconcile the fact that there might be no one out there left for me at all. I considered myself unwifeable, and I liked it. Well, the vague empowerment narrative of it anyway. I wasn't just a self-destructive exhibitionist whose crippling neuroses manifested in navel-gazing narcissism and random acts of implosion.
So, like, I'm like, really? Whoa! So I'm listening to this, and
so it's unwifeable.
It's called Unwifeable.
Unwifeable,
okay. And it's by a woman named Mandy Stadt-Miller, and she is a former reporter for the New York Post. So I was like, well, maybe he, you know, because I used to write for the Herald, and maybe he's like, well, this is up your alley. And so, because she wrote for a tabloid, and I wrote for a tabloid. But then it gets really something, like something else. So now when I run into this colleague of mine periodically, and he's like, so how do you like in the book? And I'm like, do you mean the part where she had threesome with the pilots at the bar? Or do you mean the part where she decided to have the affair with a married coworker? I'm like, I don't know what to do with this information.
Wow, what's he trying to tell you?
Wow.
So, it's just one of those things.
Have you ever had anybody ever get a gift like that where you go, whoa?
This is very, very, he warned me that it was a little salacious, but he could not warn me enough. So now I.
But that made it more intriguing because he said, it's salacious and I think of you.
No, he didn't put those two things together. HR, if you're listening. Completely separate. I made the leap. But now I have this book on tape, which is so interesting. Now I am going to have to pass it along to somebody else.
That's my guess.
So now,
who's
who
it going to go to
I
next?
I'm going to give this to, and then have the awkward sort of moment in the hallway, like, so are you on chapter 8 yet? Because that gets pretty interesting. I never even heard of that. I thought it was illegal in 50 states.
Well, your mother likes to read. Would you give it to your mom?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. Maybe I'll give it to my mom. Maybe I'll give it to my dad.
Give your mom. Say, Mom, this book reminded me of you.
Can you even imagine? You're a reporter.
She used to write for a paper.
Okay.
Wow. So anyway, that happened. I don't know. I think that this happens to people quite a bit, but this one just really took the cake.
Okay. And speaking of
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, a little bit of U2. Hank, LBF, it's PJ. Going to be a beautiful beach day. Sunny, hot, humid, high about 93. But now it's time for your 720 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie are in bed together when Ephus' hand lightly and gently brushes back and forth across Effie's shoulder.
Oh, Ephus, that feels good.
Ephus' hand then moves down and lightly brushes over Effie's semi-ample breast.
Oh, Ephus, that feels so nice.
Then his hand ever so slowly slides down her leg.
Oh, Ephus, just don't stop.
But suddenly Ephus stops and we hear...
Ephus, for God's sakes, why'd you stop?
Well, I finally found the remote.
Oh, jeez.
And soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, coming up, Hank thinks he discovered the key to happiness the other day, and it turns out he's right. That's next.
Yep.
But first,
I can't wait to tell you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Morning, it's a Tuesday. It's Hank, it's LBF, and PJ. So the other day, we're going up to visit my parents up in Maine.
Oh,
we're
nice.
All going. My daughter Charlotte was home, so Abby, Ryan, and my grandson Harv.
Yep.
We're all going up. Pam and I, Charlotte, a friend Alana, we're all piling in the car. We're all headed up to Maine. Everybody's kind of annoyed. You know, you're trying to run out of the house.
Right.
You think you're the last one that has to take a shower, and suddenly someone, three other people need to take showers.
Yeah.
So now we're running late. And now my parents are going to be annoyed because we're always late.
Stressful.
So everyone just all bickering in the car, and it's awful. Like, we're looking forward to this great day. It was beautiful, sunny. But we're all miserable.
Yep.
We're driving along, and then one person wants to stop at Starbucks, and that slows everybody down, and we're clearly annoyed. And all of a sudden, we're listening to WROR. Bon Jovi comes on.
Yep.
Living on a Prayer.
Yep.
All of a sudden, everybody just kind of starts singing Living on a Prayer.
Really?
Thank you, Bon Jovi, because it distracted us from the annoyance and the bickering and the fighting.
And all you all came together.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing like a Bon Jovi song to bring the world together.
Right. So all of a sudden, I don't say another word. I just keep going. Now, the bickering has stopped. I was waiting for it to resume.
No.
So anyway, I didn't think much about it. We kept on our way. We had a great day. It was a beautiful day. We went to the beach. We met parents. We took Harv and took pictures. Awesome.
Set the tone. Yeah.
I came in yesterday, and there's a study. The key to having a much better life is as simple as playing music in your house.
Oh, my God. Really?
Maybe you think it's money, fame.
No.
Well, no. People who play music at home average 3 hours and 13 minutes more family time a week. They feel 87% happier than they did before they played music at home. 83% say their chores are easier.
Really?
50% say they like to cook more, and they spend 20% more time cooking with their significant other. It seems so simple. Play music at home.
So Lucy always plays music at home. She's the happiest person. But my mother is constantly playing music, singing all the time. She's like, you walk in the house and it's blasting, and she's probably the happiest person I know.
Yeah, she's an eternal optimist.
Yes, she really is.
There's something to this.
I think there is. It's really incredible.
I need to buy one of those Wi-Fi speakers.
Yes, like a Sonos.
Yes,
that's
exactly
what we have.
We have a Sonos. You think we've ever hooked it up? No.
You got to do it. It's going to make you happier.
Oh, finally, it says right here, it says, people who also play music at home have 67% more sex. What do you think about that?
I don't want to talk about that.
Nice.
I just
Thank
talked
you.
About my mother.
Yeah, you know what? Mother and sex are the same thing. That hurts your
I'm
eyes.
I'm going to go listen to music to make myself feel better about this conversation.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
God, you got dirty laundry coming up a little bit.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Coming up next, we've got some really excellent Star Wars news. And we have some Rockstar's guitar up for auction. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, nice. Call Brian Bell on his vacation and
I know.
Him up.
That's all I can think about is, like, Brian Bell needs to hear this Star Wars story.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Oh, this is very exciting. Dirty Laundry. It's LBF, Hank, PJ. This is brought to you by Tempur-Pedic. Okay, we got bikini news, Def Leppard tour update. But first up, guess who's going to be in Star Wars 9?
Billy D Williams.
With a little
back.
Billy D Williams mustache.
Yes, exactly. He's the original Lando Calrissian is returning for Star Wars 9, and it was a secret that he kind of revealed because he backed out of a fan convention due to a conflict with a movie schedule. And Billy D has him making movies, and Star Wars 9 is on deck.
I want to challenge Brian Bell, Star Wars nerd, to grow one of those Billy D. Williams mustaches.
Not a nerd, an aficionado.
Okay.
He gets angry when we call him a nerd.
But he's on vacation.
I can hear him yelling from West Bridgewater right now. So we just saw Lando and Solo, a Star Wars story played by Donald Glover, but the Billy D is the original, and it's going to be exciting. He made the debut in 1980 in The Empire Strikes Back and then came back for Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
And he's voiced cartoons and video games. He's 81 years old.
He looks 50.
I know. I love Billy Dee Williams. I really do. Did you ever see the movie Mahogany with Diana Ross
Billy Dee Williams?
Let me tell you, I know it's a little random, but it's one of the best movies you'll ever see.
Check it
also,
out.
The soundtrack's fantastic. Okay. Gretchen Carlson's taking heat for axing Miss America's beloved swimsuit competition because, really, I think we have a lot more things to worry about than whether or not somebody should be wearing. I don't think they should be wearing bikinis or bathing suits. I think she's absolutely right. And the fact that there's backlash over this,
I'm surprised with the whole Me Too thing.
Well, it's because they're afraid they're not going to make any money because people like Wally Bryan are not going to tune in if there are no bathing suits. But I can assure you that Wally Bryan and his ilk will tune in for the just talent competition, and the dresses are a little skimpy sometimes. So
yes,
there's nothing
are.
To be worried about there. Hey, Def Leppard update. You know, Phil Collins left the tour, and we had no idea. He said family issues. His wife almost died giving birth.
Oh, boy.
He said, quote, she died and brought her back to life. There was internal bleeding and just craziness. So I was actually on tour, and when this happened, I obviously had to go to California to be with her. So he's back. He's back, and that's good.
Wow.
And then Tom Petty's guitar is up for auction. And I'm always stunned at, like, you know, the starting bids for these things. He played this Cherry 1965 Gibson SG during the Heartbreaker stint with Bob Dylan's True Confessions tour in 1987. Wow. And the opening bid is $150,000. My guess is that it's going to get more. It's going to end in 12 days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's
a lot of money.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
What a Tuesday. It is beautiful, sunny. It's going to be hot, humid, high about 93 today. I'm feeling good. LBF, you feeling the vibe?
I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling it.
All right. Jeff Gosher from Worcester. Jeff, are you feeling the vibe? Are you feeling smart today?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
How'd you like to win a grand from Century Bank and WROR?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
All right. Jeff works for the Worcester Bravehearts baseball team.
Nice.
Think I could bat third tonight in your game?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to.
Sign you up.
All right. Well, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one of the answers, you can say pass, and we'll go back to it if we have time. Get all 10 right within the minute. You'll win $1,000 from Century Bank. Sounds pretty easy, don't you think?
Oh, let's do it.
All right, Jeff, okay. Let's do it then. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
In which city does Hank Morris live?
Pass.
What's 80 minus 43?
37.
Who played Spencer for Hire?
Pass.
What kind of doctor was Doc Holliday?
Pass.
What year did World War I start?
1914.
Who piloted the Spruce Goose on the maiden flight?
Pass.
Who invented bifocals?
Pass.
What Red Sox starting pitcher has been named to the All-Star team?
Chris Sale.
Name one of Steven Tyler's daughters.
Pass.
What is Mrs. Incredible's superhero name?
Ooh, I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay, which city does Hank Morris live?
Oklahoma City.
Who played Spencer for Hire?
I don't know, pass on that one.
Oh, man, all right. Oh! Well, it was a good effort, but,
oh, yeah,
you know... Our lovely Hank Morris, I thought everyone knew this, lives in Medford, not Oklahoma City.
Commute. That would be Massachusetts, Jeff.
But you know what?
I'm sorry.
Listen, that's okay.
Your math skills are strong. That was a very quick answer. All right. Robert Urich played Spencer for Hire. Doc Holliday was a dentist. Howard Hughes piloted the Spruce Goose on the maiden flight. Benjamin Franklin invented bifocals. Steven Tyler has three daughters, Liv, Mia, or Chelsea, and Mrs. Incredible's superhero name is Elastigirl. You're great on baseball, history, and math. You need to watch more television, movies, and that's it. But good showing.
Despite the fact that you didn't know I lived in Medford, Jeff, we're going to give you a family four-pack of passes to Boston Harbor Cruises, Godzilla.
Nice.
You're going to love it. No one cruises Boston Harbor like Boston Harbor Cruises because Boston is a city like no other. With a harbor to match, see the sights, learn the history, and let Boston Harbor Cruises be your guide. Think you, listening at home, have what it takes to play? All you have to do, enter to be a contestant now, WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to Century Bank and 105.7 WROR. Nice job, Jeff.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ. It's the miracle story of the year. All of 12 boys and their soccer coach have been rescued from that flooded cave in Thailand, ending an ordeal that has lasted more than 2 weeks. The entire world has been watching and praying, and with the help of all these Navy SEALs and engineers and medics, and it just goes to show what teamwork and a little bit of miracle can do.
Politics didn't get in the way of it?
Nothing got in the way, and everyone was just really, it was incredible. Incredible! I'm smiling ear to ear. It's so great. So what happened was They finally got the coach and the last boy out. They're still waiting for a medic and three Navy SEALs who stayed with the boys to emerge from the cave. 19 divers entered the cave this morning, and then now they're all at the hospital. They're watching for a thing that's called it's a cave disease, and it's called histoplasmosis, and it's an infection caused by breathing in spores of a fungus often found in bird bat droppings, according to the Mayo Clinic. But the kids are fever-free. They're in great spirits. They're mentally fit. They're healthy. You know, part of the story that's really incredible is that the soccer coach was an orphan, and he went, when he was younger, he stayed in a monastery, a Buddhist monastery, and he learned how to meditate, and he taught all those boys how to meditate, keeping them calm, keeping them stress-free, and preserving their energy.
I hope he taught their parents, too. I hope he texted them.
I know. I swear to God, now I'm going to
As a parent, you have Lucy who goes to camp.
Yep. And not in any caves, hopefully.
You know that the stress, like my kids went to camp. I have a daughter who's just doing a semester abroad. She lives away at school. Yep. You're always anxious thinking about your kids on a day-to-day basis. I followed this story I was the parent of one of those boys.
I think we all did. I think we all did, and I think we just, you know, we needed this to happen. And my brother, who's a New Yorker, and you know, you'd think he'd be a pessimist. He's like, nope, they're gonna rescue them all, and they're gonna make a movie about it. He said that this week, and I'm like, I don't know, Rob. I don't think they're going to. He's like, nope, they are. I'm like, well, I hope Clint Eastwood directs it. And he texted me this morning. He's like, somebody call Clint Eastwood. So we're all happy. So we'll give you updates. But you know what? This is the story of the year. And so enjoy it, because it's really the outcome we were looking forward to.
Right. And you go to WROR.com if you want to find out some more information. Now, these poor people are probably exhausted.
I think they are.
I'm exhausted from reading the story. Coming up at 8:40, we will tell you how to take the perfect summer nap. Ooh. Exactly what you need to do.
Okay.
All coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Morning. 8:40, it's Hank, it's LBF, it's PJ. Happy Tuesday. It's going to be a great beach day.
Really?
And I love
perfect.
Isn't it nice to pull up on the beach, you get your sand chair, kick the shoes off, put your toes, fool around with your toes in the sand?
That's true. That is a perfect day.
Sit back, maybe relax a little bit.
Yeah.
But going to the beach can be tiring, too.
Yeah. You know, it's a good place to nap if you want to go to the beach.
Oh, my God. Perfect place
to
nap.
You don't want to nap too long, because then you get sunburned.
You get burned and your family gets annoyed because you won't get up and drive them home. Well, they did a study, and there are elements of a perfect nap. And I'm not so sure you get the perfect nap at the beach, although I could say that I'd probably get a pretty darn good one.
I feel like I'm always in search of a perfect nap because, you know, it can go too short, it can go too long. You know, there's disturbances in the force. I need to figure out how to do this because I'm sleep deprived.
All right, so when you get home today, this is what I need you to do.
Okay.
You either need to go on a 15-mile bike ride.
Okay. That's not going to happen.
Or have lunch.
Okay.
So you need to exercise or have a meal.
Okay. All right, I got the meal down pat.
Because they kind of achieve the same, you know, neurotransmitter deal, the whole serotonin.
Okay.
So you have a meal or exercise, and then you go into a dark, cool room.
Okay.
You have AC now, right?
Yep.
You pull the shades.
Okay.
You take a blanket and one pillow.
Uh-huh.
Although I like two pillows. I don't know if it's just me, but...
Don't deviate from
the list. Have a pet, so I don't know what you're going to do about that. And make sure you sleep for longer than 20 minutes, because your body doesn't relax enough.
Okay. So at least 20 minutes, but if you'd go past a certain point, is it too much, or are you just exhausted?
Nap until you wake up.
Right, so okay.
Take a nap after a meal or exercising in a dark, cool room with a blanket and one pillow, with a pet if you have one, because you know how they, you know, you can feel the pet's heartbeat against yours, and it's kind of calming?
Yep.
Maybe I'll just take a nap for longer than 20 minutes.
Okay, all right.
Right. Could you go to PetSmart and That could be a thing, you know.
Does a goldfish count?
That could be a thing. Like, I have a dog who's pretty cuddly.
Oh, so you could, like, rent out the
dog. I could rent out the dog for, like, a couple hours.
It's not a bad idea.
All right?
I'll take it.
Text me your address.
Oh, my gosh.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.